Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning! What can I say except what a great day it is. 64 degrees out there, 7:05 on June the 10th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop in the chat room, say something nasty to me, get me going, or say something nice, which is even better. What a great day. Bad Bob, hello.
Hello. What a difference
that,
a day
that
makes.
That was it? Hello. Yeah, okay, Saturday. What did you do Saturday? I know where you were Saturday
Besides
night.
Sweat.
I know where you were Saturday night.
Saturday, I pretty much huddled inside until I had to venture out into that.
We were out.
113. Busted every record there was.
Well, I'm going to tell you where we were, and where my hat's off to people, but then we're going to talk about a couple other things that happened that evening. But what's the weather look like today?
What a difference the day makes. Mostly sunny. A high near 81. Going to be positively chilly out there. Mostly cloudy tonight. A low of 62. We got some thunderstorms possibly happening. We're keeping track of that right now. And currently 64 degrees in Reading with this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, or as we like to call it, the Walled City. Yeah. Okay. Only reason I'm saying that, of course, is we'll talk about it, is that the county wants to reverse Anselmo to tear down a fence that he built along the lines of the old fence there. It turns out that those lines were not right. And so Pat Minuturn says, well, you have to tear that down. And it's he said that the barbed fire wire, you know, when someone built the wall of the barbed wire fence, but Director Pat Minuturn, Shasta County Public Works Director, said there's a difference between a barbed wire fence and a solid wall. Okay, there is. I'm glad we all mentioned that. We can all agree on that. There's a difference between a barbed wire fence and a wall. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Great food, great ambiance, and they have, the place is just absolutely beautiful up there. Absolutely beautiful up there. The, everything is just, is well done. The food, the service is just outstanding. Sporting clays, horseback rides, they're, you know, as they're saying, they're taking it from their garden to the table. Anyway, Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. And let's start off our show, as we always do, with our Market Minute from our Wells Fargo advisors, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets have started to the downside this week. Currently, the Dow's down 27 points at 15,219, while the Nasdaq's down 2 at 3,466, and the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,639. Oil's down 50 cents at $95.53 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.35%. Gold's down $4.10 at $1,378, while silver's down 6 pennies at $21.69 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, McDonald's is up $1.59 at $99.96. Microsoft's down 12 pennies at $35.54, while Walmart is down a quarter at $76.08. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10 at 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. Good people, because, you know, with the stock market bursting and then kind of dropping off and then jumping up, you need somebody that follows us all the time, somebody you can trust. All right, now, today I'm going to talk about this too. This Saturday, June 15th, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at our Veterans Memorial Hall right down here on Yuba Street, right next to the post office, it's the first annual Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew fundraiser. Tasting booze, raffle prizes, food, live entertainment. It starts at 4 p.m., and, of course, you must be 21 and older. The hamburgers and hot dogs were going to be cooked by Asphalt Cowboys, live entertainment. Tickets are $10 and are on sale at Jones Fort, Tobacco and Brew, Classic Cafe, J.R. Martin and Associates, VFW Post 1934, and at the door. They're going to have all types of things. We'll talk about it later, but a number of sponsors here. And now what are they raising funds for? They're raising funds for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Monument, a beautiful, beautiful monument, to go on up at Igo Cemetery. Now, if you want to see what it looks like, what we're going to do is I've got a painting of it. Or a print, and we're going to put it up here in the lobby of KCNR down here at Market Street. And you can come down and take a look at it if you haven't seen it yet. But these tickets are only $10. You're going to have a great night of sipping whiskey, wine tasting, cigars, and brew beer. So it's a fundraiser for our Vietnam Veterans Memorial Monument, our first annual WWCB. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, got a couple of things to say, and Gary Katz here, he's got something on his mind. So we'll be right back after these messages.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed, and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Redding Solid Waste website at reddingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Redding Solid Waste website at reddingsolidwaste.net.
Whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew. Do we leave anything out? Maybe a burger, chocolate, live entertainment. Well, we have that too. On June 15th, the VFW Post 1934 will be putting on an event to help the Vietnam veterans build a beautiful bronze memorial at the Igo Cemetery. $10 will get you in the door, and it'll also get you some samples. Join us to help the Vietnam vets and the VFW move closer to realizing their goal. The event will be held at the Veterans Memorial Building, 1605 Yuba Street, next to the downtown post office, from 4 to 8 p.m., and tickets are available at the door.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, Linda is the first group of artisans ought to be there about right now as we are doing, you know, doing all the outside. She and I worked on it, Saturday morning. And it was, Saturday morning we were at Relay for Life. What a strong, impressive group of people that are out there. Linda was the MC and started it off. and introduced everybody. But I tell you what, just being around the, you know, just being around the survivors, the fighters, the warriors like that was just outstanding. And it was going, it was already 86 at 9 o'clock in the morning, and they were going to go for over 24 hours. And I can, you know, they had water tents, they had everything set up, but it was hot. And so my hat and my heart goes out to everybody that participated in that, and my hat's off to them. What can I say? So Linda, today is, yesterday we were planting all morning, and then today we've got a crew coming in to do outside stuff. So I get to sit in the air conditioned studio, and she gets to go out there and direct traffic. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends down there who are also part of this, of the WWCB fundraiser for the Vietnam veterans, head on down to 2143 Hilltop Drive, and they have Espresso Joe's, which is great coffee, absolutely great coffee, and cold drinks. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Okay, let me see, think of what else. Okay, I want to hit Anselmo property real quick here, but I kind of did it. The county has said that, he teared down a $65,000 wall and guard shack on Inwin Road in front of the chapel. If you go out there, the road, they say it is dangerous. Well, the road is, you could lay down in the road and the only thing that might run over you is a cow. But there is, it is a road and there's people do drive through there, but it is not, I just want everybody to know it's a side road and it's not a main thoroughfare here. Okay, first of all. Anyway, he built the wall where the old fence posts were. Well, he didn't know that the fence posts were encroaching on the property. Those fence posts had been here for how long? Decades. Nobody said anything. So that it all has, so part of the wall or all the wall doesn't make any difference. It is a safety issue. Well, it was a safety issue a year ago when they were building this thing. You know, nobody came out there and looked at it. So why now? But the funny thing about it is they think there's going to be a fight. You know, Anselmo, I think what RC's going to do is he's going to tear down that wall.
Well, that does seem to be a shame, Carl.
It does. But, you know, he can rebuild a wall. The thing about it is that the county at the same time is trying to get something from him that they need. So, and it's not the wall. And I'm not going to get into it, but it just seems like that, you know what it is, and I'll tell you exactly what it is. They're afraid. They're afraid if they could give him a variance on this.
Certainly.
First of all, they could give, and Gary Cadd's here with me, they could give him a variance on this in a heartbeat.
Well, and the thing with it is last evening we were up at Mountain Meadows at Christian Camp, and on the way home we just swung in by RC's place there and pulled up into the chapel. Turn in there and turn around, backed out, and the car came by coming down the road. It's a straight stretch through there. There really isn't any safety problem. You can see quite easily pulling in and out onto that road.
But that's not it. We know
I
would think if it had been anybody else, but in some way, they probably just given them a variance on it.
Right.
Because, hey, look, I built it here, you know, but of course the county's not going to do that because the lawyers are running the county right now when it comes to this. I mean, tell me I'm wrong. You know, the only thing one of the supervisors has to do is say, no, we still run this county, and we tell the lawyers what to do. Well, if that's the case, then the supervisors are continuing this fight when at any time, any one of them, Modi or
Kehoe, Bob.
Any of them could go in there, the ones, and just say, hey, look, let's just solve this damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just solve it. You know, what's it going to take? But they don't do that. The lawyers are running it, which is strange. Anyway, so what do I think is going to happen? They'll tear it down and they'll build it back up again. You know, but they'll, you know, it's going to be, then they'll find that it's, oh my gosh, you built it with Ethiopian clay and you can't do that. Oh well. Hey, look, you know what? It's obviously, I think it's the record searchlight, because anytime that maybe their circulation goes down, they put in Samo's name on the front page or something. Anyway. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Gary Cadd, you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the meeting this afternoon with the city of Reading for the unfunded pensions and health care.
Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
Everybody calls us Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You can let that go out a little bit more. You know, you can just let it roll on things like that. Well, I know. It's too late now. Hey, 530-605-4567, Carl Bott, 64 degrees, 722 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Reading Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Ram Trucks, 2013 Truck of the Year. They have every type of car, truck, SUV you could possibly want and a service department that will keep you on the road and keep you safe. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading or give them a call at 530-223-2177. It's worth the drive. Come on down. Come on over from Reno. You're going to find great deals here. Reading Crown Motors. Gary.
Yes.
You're saying that the record search letter is refusing to publish things?
Oh, I don't know what they're refusing to publish them, but it doesn't seem
just
like they're
kidding,
doing
guy.
It. Yes, no, I hear you. I hear okay. you.
So what, this is, you've got a workshop today.
Yes, the city of Reading, this afternoon, the council, will have an open session workshop considering the unfunded pensions and health care that the city's facing. And, we have an actuarial, Bartell and Associates will be coming up and giving us a presentation. And, my understanding, some of it may not be a very pretty picture. The reason that I'm bringing this up and why I had asked for this meeting to start with was, the unfunded pensions and health care. If you take the actuarial assessment, it's $277 million unfunded. If you take the market value of the assets, it's $336 million.
We owe a guy a pot full of money here.
A pot full of
And we're not the only ones. You know,
no.
We're talking about the balance. Oh, look at all the extra money we have in the state. That's absolutely false because they have billions of unfunded liabilities. Billions of unfunded liabilities. We have hundreds of millions, right?
Mm-hmm.
300 million? Is that? Hundreds of million?
Yeah, hundreds. 336 million.
That's not paid for. That they're going to put the pressure on us now to even pay, start paying more. The state is
right.
Because the state doesn't have the money because they've got unfunded liabilities
right.
Up the yazoo.
Well,
you might
what CalPERS has been doing is they had a 30 year smoothing that they would smooth into catching up on these back funding.
Smooth.
Well, now smoothing.
Yeah.
Now they're going to go jump off the cliff. They want to
take us with them. Huh?
Yeah. Well, it's a new deal. So they, by 2020, they want to pick it up, and they've got a whole schedule of how we're going to be increasing these payments.
So the, right now we're paying 73 cents out of every dollar in our general budget, right?
To pay
health care, salaries, that kind of stuff, right?
Right.
All right. So what we're talking about here, if this kicks in, it's going to be like 80 cents out of every dollar.
It could be more than that.
I hadn't figured that actual amount. And now, my friends, this is 80 cents out of every dollar. So what do you think is going to suffer? Where do you think we got it, where the budget is going to hit?
Streets and roads, sewer, water. I mean, there's a whole myriad of different places. But plus the fact, you see, that we're in the process of raising the wastewater rates, raising the water rates, raising the have to raise money for streets. So we're in a bind. And
I thought isn't there a tax that we pay up for gasoline or something like that supposed to have something to do with this?
Well, those go for streets and roads.
Yeah.
I mean, that streets and roads is over here. And then you've got no city money going into general fund money going into streets and roads anymore. Very little, if there is. I don't think
I know. We've gone over this thing. I mean, that we're tearing our place up here, and it's going to only get worse. Well, and so you've got a workshop today to talk about this. Right.
The actuary will be here and lay everything out, because CalPERS is going to become even asking for even more money. But the reason that I asked Mr. Starman if we could put this meeting together and have it today is on June the 20th, we're going to have our budget hearings. So I thought it was the best idea to put this particular issue in front of us, so we have it in our thought process as we start working on the budget. And I think that if folks come and listen to what's going on with the city, we've got a problem. And it's not going to be very pretty how we're going to work our way out of it. Now, I'm not suggesting anything at the working way out. I want to hear all the information first. But I think that the people of the city of Reading need to realize that we have one heck of a problem in unfunded pensions and health care that we're going to be asked to,
that by law you have to respect those.
Oh yeah.
Right?
So the way the law is right now.
It's not like you're going to change the law. And you have to, you know, because it's a state thing.
Right.
So.
And you look
at. So you got to figure out where you're going to get this money from.
Right. Look at Chico right now. Chico's having a problem. They're having to cut. They're pink slipping. They're laying people off. So when we start comparing ourselves to other like cities in the city, and it make a difference whether in the southern part of the state, we're all having these problems.
Well, you know, the city's big on outsourcing, so maybe we could outsource things like the legal.
Well, maybe it's a possibility we're going to have to do that.
Outsource or just shut down parks, and then where would the homeless have to sleep? Oh, they still sleep there.
Carl, I understand what you're doing. You're bringing up different things.
The thing about it is that unless you have the money, Gary, and then all this, you know, it does, you know, the streets and roads and sewer system just going to come apart, because all of our money's going into these deals that we made years ago when people were flush. Mm-hmm. And now we're $336 million in a hole when years ago, decades before you, or last decade, that we said when things were flush and we said we're going to pay everything, we didn't put any money aside.
Well, let me give you a quick instance here. Back in 2004, the PARS retirement was 2%. Now that 2% was take 2% times the number of years that the employee worked. Let's say the total of 30 years, 2%, 2 times 30 is 60. So they would, if they were making $100,000 a year in their final year, they would get $60,000 a year in retirement. In 2004, the city council voted to change that 2% to 2.7%. The 0.7 would have increased the retirement from $60,000 to $81,000. This was implemented in January 1st of 2005. The real problem with it was made retroactive back to day one when the employee was hired on by the city of Reading.
Fools.
So this one.
Is anybody still on the city council who voted for that?
No, that's back in 2004. No.
Okay.
But the, yeah, well,
you
know, no.
You never can tell.
But the city of Reading, when this happened, the city of Reading took a hit of $17.9 million.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, today, what time and where?
2 o'clock, city council chambers.
All right. You know what? If you care about the future here, you might want to go on down there and see what's going on, because if you don't, there's going to be some changes made, and you're not going to have the ability then to go, eh. All right. Carl Bott, this is Gary Tad here. It's going to have a 2 o'clock today city council chambers. We'll be right back with Dancing with the Stars.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are searching for direction in early trading, even after Standard & Poor's revised its U.S. credit outlook higher. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 17 points. Meanwhile, Irish drug maker Elan once again is rejecting an increased offer from U.S. investment firm Royalty Pharma. Last week, Royalty raised its hostile bid to $7.7 billion plus milestone payments. Elan says it has hired Citigroup to help assess other unsolicited inquiries it has received. And would you buy an extra week's worth of vacation? According to Society for Human Resource Management, 5% of U.S. companies are allowing their employees to do just that. 9% of employers also allow workers to cash out unused vacation time. Workers can buy and sell vacation time, a perk that gives them more flexibility in managing their time off. Some companies also allow employees to sell vacation time for other benefits like disability insurance. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Ugh, cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making 4 high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindelalis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. June the 10th. It's 7:34 in the morning. 64 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 81. It's not a bad day today. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. What can I say? Estate Granite does it all. It has, you can do countertops, outdoor, fire pits. It does smokers. It does bathrooms. They do everything. Mike Huber and his people over there just do outstanding work. Give them a call at 530-241-7866. It's that time of a year again when Barbara Harrison comes in and flogs me with a whip to get some things done around here. So, but then you know what? I feel so much better because then two people are here in the studio that she's beaten worse than me. And it's Dancing with the Stars time. So, good morning. Okay, I'm here with Scott Lewis and Natalie Putman. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
We're waking up.
You're waking up. Well, hey, I'm perky already. Now, you two are in Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. Now, having done this before, and Linda's been associated with it every year, and it's breaking her heart that we can't this year, but she's got a, we've got a marriage in the family. We're not going to be able to be there that day. But I want to applaud you all for stepping out.
So, thank you.
So, Natalie, tell us a little bit about you.
I teach group fitness classes at Sun Oaks Tennis and Fitness.
Okay.
And I am married to a wonderful man, and we have six children.
Six children.
Yeah, and that's my main job is taking care of all those kids.
Well, I think that's a pretty full-time job.
Yeah,
six kids.
It is.
Did it bother you when, does it bother you if people say, I mean, cause I've heard it like in the news. I've never heard anybody, a real person ever say this, but I've heard, you know, like political things is that, oh, she hasn't had a real job. I think they just Romney's wife. They said, oh, she's never had a real job. She's got kids and all that. Does that ever bother you that people might think that?
Oh, those people really don't know what they're talking about because I just don't have a paying job, but it is a real job.
It is a
paying job. It's hard.
But it is a paying job. I mean, you're paid off in a lot of different ways, but,
oh, that's true.
But the amount of work you put in, I think somebody figured it out one time and that your salary's got to be something like $140,000 a year.
Yeah, just, my husband needs to give me a raise.
Really? Well, let's put a little pressure on him. We'll put it on our website. Give Natalie a raise. Okay, so how'd you get into, have you been a dancer your whole life?
Oh, no. Oh, goodness, no. I am not a dancer. But I am enjoying this very much. I'd like to pretend that I'm a dancer.
Well, you know, I never even tried to do that. I just wanted to survive. But it's, you know, so how did you start dancing earlier? I mean, when did your practice session start?
They matched us up with our partners at the end of February. So we started practicing in March. We've been practicing twice a week since the beginning of March.
There you go. I picked it up toward the end. I started doing three times a week, I think, because that's just my ability to dance or not to dance. Are you, to be asked to do this? I mean, did you give it a lot of thought?
Oh, first? When they asked me, I said, absolutely yes. I would love to be involved. I've always wanted to pretend to be a dancer and just the mission, what we're raising money for with Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center is just such an important cause. So I didn't even think about it. I just said yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I saw, I know Nathan after, you know, dancing.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was there. He's been, gosh, he was in high school, I believe, then when he started. I guess he's in college now. How's he for a partner?
I could not have chosen a better partner. He is so committed and he's so responsible and he is very talented, very talented.
He's a very talented young man. Now, can you tell us what the dancers are going to be?
Everybody is performing a waltz. And then we all had our own choice of our second dance. So we are going to do a salsa.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, when we say Dancing with the Stars, Barbara, you want to get on here for a second? Barbara Harrison is our, she's the one that gathers the talent and, talks about, you know, and has been associated with Dancing with the Stars since what, the beginning?
Mm-hmm. Almost.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's pull that up a little bit closer to you. There you go.
It's hard.
It's okay.
Okay.
Now, so tell us.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Barbara Harrison. Okay, Barbara, how'd you get, you know, Dancing with the Stars, how'd that get started?
Well, actually, we picked it up watching the real Dancing with the Stars and thought this was even way before Christy. Well, why don't we try this? Why don't we do that? And it went kind of slow. It wasn't a real exciting event. And then all of a sudden, we decided to make it more of an exciting event and put a little pizzazz into it and brought the fundraising in. And so far, the dancers have really had fun with it. And it's very beneficial for us, absolutely.
We've made, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yes, we have. Yes,
on
we
this,
have.
And it all goes to, well, it's now Women's Refuge, Family Justice Center, and there's going to be another name that's going to be coming out, though, that night, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great.
Big surprise that night. It's going to be wonderful. And we're already, these guys have already got us over 40 grand. So we're, and Whoa. There's more to come in. So we're just as pleased as punch. They're all doing fundraisers. Bless their hearts, because it's not fun. Believe me, I am the queen of fundraising, and I know how hard it is. So they've done an absolutely outstanding job. They really have.
That's super. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Barbara, I want you to talk to me about, I want you to tell the audience how hard it is. Well, I'm getting Scott. Scott, we got time here. We're going to get to Scott. Scott Lewis is here, and he's also one of our dancers, not just Natalie. But I want you to tell us how hard is it to get people to dance? We'll be right back right after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 12th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands. Outlaw go-karts in the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand. And be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday, it's country music with the Chris Gardner Band. Friday, auto and boat races, and Saturday, Destruction Derby, plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Splash Dogs, Hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on Carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 11th. Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening June 12th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
This is Army Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Our ladies-only CCW classes have become one of our most popular events. We begin each class with basic pistol instruction, so there's no need for shooting experience. We can supply the ammunition for your training, so you don't have to worry about finding it locally. Visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalify.com, or call us at 999-1822 to schedule your CCW training today. As a gun owner, blissful ignorance is not an option. NFI.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Linda's out in the yard getting all the work done. Well, I'm here in the air-conditioned studios. If you don't think that this isn't great, I love it. 64 degrees out there, 7:43 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. They get the water from their own springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or go online to MountShastaSpringWater.com. Great water. It is the official water of the Colt 45s. And we had our first game we broadcast Saturday at 7 p.m. It was a huge success, except it was 107 degrees out there. Okay, Barbara, how hard is it to get people to Dance with the Stars?
Piece of cake.
All right. I'm here with Barbara Harrison, Scott Lewis, and Natalie Putnam. And I want to say Portman because, you know, okay, and Natalie Putnam. and we're talking about Dancing with the Stars. It's a fundraiser, but how do you get the dancers?
Well, you know, Christy and I kind of sit down, and we're already talking about next year because some people have approached us that want to do it. And you kind of sit and you weigh the good and the bad, or are they really interested? Are they good fundraisers? Do they have a personality? Are they a lot of fun? There's a lot of things that enter into it. This year, we have got a great bunch of people. I mean, we really picked some good ones this year. I'm really happy.
Well, good.
Yeah, every year. It's just wonderful. No, we picked a good one with you, too.
Didn't say a word.
No, I know. I'm looking at your eyes. No, I just,
but
it's just
I
fun.
That year, the year before us, though, I mean, those guys were horses out there. I mean, they collected.
Yeah. They have, wow. Every year it gets better. Every year we make more money, and then people get into it. And the community gets into it.
It's a great event for a great cause. And Scott Lewis, I'm so happy that you're in this now. And tell us about yourself, Scott.
Well, Carl, I work for Placer Title Company as an escrow officer here in town. Busy with the community. I run Foothill High School Sober Grad. I sit on the Shasta Trinity Tehama HIV Food Bank, and just got done with a big 330-mile bike ride doing that, raising money for that organization as well as others in the North Valley, and now working with Dancing with the Stars. I think that we're just an incredibly blessed people up here, and being so blessed with business and the things that I do, I feel very fortunate to be able to involved doing things like this, fundraising for other organizations that do so much for our community.
Okay, well, I think you're absolutely right. We live in a great place up here in Northern California. Letting everything else go off, the people up here and just the community itself, our environment, everything is just beautiful up here. And people reach out. Mm-hmm. I mean, there isn't a weekend that goes by that we're not raising funds for somebody. Worthy causes. I'm not talking about, supply needles to crackheads. And I know some people out there just got offended over that, but I don't care. We raise money for good causes, for our veterans, for the Family Justice Center, for the Women's Refuge, Haven Humane. I mean, you name it, this community finds ways of supporting it. And people like you, and Natalie and the other dancers are people like that.
Well, I think it's important, Carl, that we recognize I have two children that are 20 and 18. Natalie's kids are younger than mine. But I think when we expose our children to these types of organizations, it lets them also make decisions in their lives that they will not allow themselves to become involved in relationships that are bad. And while it's called the Women's Refuge, Shasta County Women's Refuge for now, the reality is they help men and women.
Oh, absolutely.
That are battered. And so for us to be able to expose our children to some of that and explain why we do what we do helps our children then make decisions of who they will get involved with and what they will allow in their lives or not. And that, from a verbal conversation, sometimes I think we miss in the community. And yes, we support these organizations, but sometimes that continual verbal conversation going on doesn't happen. And I think it's important that we continue those conversations out in the community, making it an awareness issue that it's not acceptable to be in an abusive relationship, that it's not acceptable for people to hit, that it's not acceptable for those dynamics to exist, that we need to change life that way and help change those families.
And this is one of those break the cycle at the beginning things. You know, we talk about, we spend a lot of money keeping people in jail that deserve to be in jail. Frankly, I think they should stay there. But we need to take money someplace and break the cycle down when they're kids. Uh-huh. And this, you know, if this is one of the ways of doing it, because if you break the cycle when they're children, then you're not going to put them in jail when they're adults. They're not going to be having problems when they're 12, 15, 18, or whatever.
Exactly.
So one of the things that can happen here is if people can break that cycle of violence, whether it's male or female, and yes, men do go there, is that it gets the children, and if we can rescue those children out of this. The other thing, too, with your children are being raised in a different atmosphere than those other kids.
Absolutely.
But I absolutely agree that your kids need to be exposed to it. They need to talk to someone. Talk to the people, or have the people talk to them and just say, this is what happens. They're going to find this abhorrent. They can't believe this, that this would actually happen in their house, where dad comes in and just smacks mom. And then these things. So they need to be done. Barbara.
Just one thing to piggyback on that a little bit. That's the beauty of our education department, at Family Justice Center and Women's Refuge. Jeez, I'll be glad when we get this one title.
And that's going to be announced on the night of the
night of the dance.
The night of the dance. Okay.
The fact is that we go into the schools and we meet with all the kids and we explain what we do and how we do. And these kids are learning at a very early age, so this is a good thing.
Well, you know, and I agree. And we need to, the only way to fix is to break the cycle. I want you all out of business. I want the Women's Refuge out of business.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what we want. We want the Missing in America Project out of business. Those kind of things. And that's why I admire you two, because you're here to help raise money. And we're going to take a quick break and come right back to you again. Carl on the bot, KCNR 1460. It is 7:50 on June the 10th. 64 degrees out there. It's going to be going up to 81. It's a great day. Good day to get that yard work done, huh, Linda? We'll be right back.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the People in Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. 21 local programs on KCNR. Plus, we just added baseball on Saturdays. That's right, Colt 45 Baseball, 7 p.m. every Saturday. We're going to give the home games through the end of, through the middle of August we go on. The best college players in the United States are playing in our leagues here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Did you think about your air conditioning on Saturday when it was 186 degrees, when trees were falling and exploding from the heat, when Bob Belongi was laying out in a swimming pool, spraying himself and having a fan turned on him? Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they are there for you. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. If your house was hot, you didn't call Martin and the guys from Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. They've been in the business here in Reading since 1992. Good people. They will, you know, anything, repairs, all makes and models. They will install new systems. They will fix the ones you have and keep them running. We use them. We've had nothing but great service from Alliance Heating and Air. My guests are Natalie Putnam and Scott Lewis. They're Dancing with the Stars. They are the dancers, and Natalie expects to be discovered.
No.
Oh, not, you'd like to be discovered.
Not expects. It's my dream to be a professional dancer. I don't think I'm too old to start.
No. You know what? You aren't.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a lot. Of, you know what? There are dozens of musicals and dancing things that are going on in this town with the theater groups. You ought to, you know, if you really like it, why not? Besides
it's
the six kids.
The six kids. That's why not.
All her extra time.
Okay, now you all have fundraisers, right? Now, how do people vote for you? And Scott Lewis, of course, is also with us. And Scott's a major fundraiser for a lot of different organizations here and does a lot of work inside our community. And we're proud of both of them, first of all, for stepping up and doing this. But how do you raise money for Dancing with the Stars?
Gosh, there's various ways. I know this Friday night, any of the six dancers are selling tickets to the Colts game, and half of the proceeds from that game will go to us to help our fundraising. So you can catch any of the six dancers and buy Colt tickets for this Friday night's game. I am hopeful, and I'm waiting for a confirmation right now and didn't get it in time for this morning, but I am hopeful for a Thursday night, the 13th, at Capone's, a guest bartending position where I will be having everybody come in from about 6 to 10 at Capone's, and there'll be a DWTS drink of the evening special, and all tips and portions of the drinks will go to Dancing with the Stars for myself and my partner.
DWTS.
Not sure what we're going to make that up of yet, but the bartenders are working on it.
Drunk with, oh, okay. Yeah, pour them heavy at the beginning. You'll get all
they'll never know.
Yeah, get just keep yellow cab out front. Just keep pouring them into it.
Exactly.
Okay. And Natalie, what about you?
I have my last fundraiser this Wednesday. I'm doing a Zumba party at Sun Oaks. It's open to non-members, so anyone can come down donating all the proceeds to Shasta Women's Refuge. We have raffle prizes. And my dance partner, Nathan, is going to be there, and we're going to do a little performance.
All right. So,
Carl, I just want to bring something up because I don't know a lot of the public knows this, and I know you know, having danced. And Natalie and I both know because of who our partners are. All of these kids happen to be from originally, at least, and some are now off to college, but Foothill High School, and they are all part of Club Cougar. Some pretty remarkable dancers that have danced most of their lives. Mm-hmm. And in my case, my partner is actually doing most of the choreography for us. So pretty remarkable that we have this talent in this community, mm-hmm, with five of the pros, quote unquote, that are really kids.
Well, you know, Monica Fisher, I've seen Monica before for the last couple of years, mm-hmm, and she is just a beauty and can dance. And of course, Nathan, Jordan, mm-hmm, has been before. And I'm not sure if Stephanie was there last year. This is her first year for her. Kathy Babcock, of course, the mother hen of all of us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, Josiah Moran. Is he new this year? Is he new? But he's with, yeah, Michelle Nystrom. Okay. It's going to be on the 22nd, of course. You need to get your tickets right now. You need to get your tickets because they sell out, and as they should, because it's a great time. And here's the thing is, if I can give this to you all, when you walk out in front of 1,000 people, is everybody out there is on your side. They really are. They, you know what? You make that misstep. If you do, they can't tell if it's good or bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, you made a little misstep. They are on your side. Okay, Barbara, we need to do what? You were making motions.
Got some
here.
Tickets to give away.
Oh, well, I'm going to give those tickets away.
Whatever you want.
In a different time. Thank you. But we have some tickets that we're going to be giving away this week to the Dancing with the Stars, and those are big tickets. And we're going to give away three of those this week. Don't call yet. We're going to give them away probably tomorrow or Wednesday and before the week. But Friday, the baseball game, mm-hmm, you want to go down there and support that. And you're having yours Wednesday,
Wednesday
Natalie?
Afternoon.
At?
Sun Oaks.
Mm-hmm. So go down and see Natalie and dancing down there, doing Zumba and with her partner. And then Scott is...
Hopefully Thursday evening.
Hopefully Thursday. And then Friday is a... And Friday is a fundraiser at the Colt 45s, and that's a good night. You can go out there and sell tickets, watch the game. Hot dogs and a drink are $5 for both. It's great. Okay. Well, again, I applaud you all for doing this and for doing this for our community.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carl.
And Natalie, we're going to have you back on again, you know, with nothing to do with Dancing with the Stars, but with your story in your life of the adoptions that you've done with the children from Ethiopia.
Oh, thank you.
Well, and Scott, thank you so much for what you do in our community. And good luck to both of you and break a leg.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, when we get back, we're going to have Eric Whitcomb here from Five Star Bank. We're going to be talking the finances in the North State. We're going to be talking about the things that are happening. Is business picking up here in the North State, the small businesses? We're going to find out. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. George Zimmerman denied yet again. The man who claims he killed teenager Trayvon Martin in self-defense while on neighborhood watch loses his bid for a delay in his murder trial as the case with jury selection starts this morning in Sanford, Florida.
Moments before proceedings began here at the Seminole, Florida County Courthouse, the parents of Trayvon Martin said they were relieved the second-degree murder trial of George Zimmerman was finally getting underway. They urged the community to remain calm and pray for justice. Outside, reporters outnumbered public demonstrators. Some 100 potential jurors are expected to be vetted each day until 6 jurors and 4 alternates are chosen. In Sanford, Florida, Tom Benson, Fox News Radio.
No landmark rulings from the Supreme Court today in pending gay marriage or affirmative action decisions, but the justices are refusing to hear a case. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Two American men working for an Iraqi company accused that company of running guns, and for that, Donald Vance and Nathan Ertel say they were detained and tortured by U.S. military forces in Iraq. They also claim that then-Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld personally signed off on that, and they've been trying to sue Rumsfeld. A federal appeals court ruled the secretary could not be held liable for actions by subordinates that might have been illegal. And by refusing to hear that case, the Supreme Court has now upheld that ruling. Dave?
Rich Edward Snowden says he wants us to know
the length that the government is going to grant themselves powers unilaterally.
So he's detailing to Guardian reporters Glenn Greenwald and Laura Poitras the vast collection of phone and internet records. Now, there is reaction in Congress. Republican Kevin McCarthy appeals to Snowden.
Come before Congress. Be a whistleblower is putting the information out, not running from the country.
Snowden has fled to Hong Kong. The Justice Department is investigating. Meanwhile, the NSA will brief the full House about the intelligence program tomorrow. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey, folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 10 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 10 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 10 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 10 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 10 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 10 years, one entire decade, till the year 2023. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 10 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%. APR 3.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 10 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The ice may be thawing, and the tension between the Koreas planning to hold talks this week.
The talks will examine restarting work at a joint industrial zone and what North Korean state television calls cooperation on humanitarian issues. It said the North will send a ministerial-level delegation to South Korea for the talks beginning Wednesday. South Korea's government said it hopes the meeting will build trust. The talks come only 2 months after North Korea was threatening to destroy South Korea, but analysts believe it now wants to start to repair relations before a major anniversary next month, 60 years since the armistice that ended the Korean War. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Flying to Europe is about to get tougher. France's main airports are asking airlines to cut their flights in half ahead of 3 days of strikes by air traffic controllers that start tomorrow in France and spread throughout Europe on Wednesday. New Jersey gets a new senator today. Jeff Chiesa will be sworn in to take over the seat vacated by Frank Lautenberg's death.
But Chiesa won't be in the Senate very long. He's just a caretaker who will leave the Senate during a special election in October. The 50-year-old Chiesa is a conservative Republican, much different from the liberal politics of Lautenberg.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Remember when the auto industry was cutting jobs and GM and Chrysler got bailouts? Now they're in hiring mode.
At Ford, analyst Eric Merkel says,
our production guidance for the third quarter is at 740,000 vehicles total. This is a 10% increase over the third quarter of last year.
Over the next year, Ford is expected to hire a few thousand info technology, product development, and manufacturing workers, as well as hiring new and recalling laid-off employees in Michigan and Missouri. GM will hire at its tech centers in four states, and Chrysler will add workers at plants in three Midwest states. This as large parts companies such as Lear, BorgWarner, and TRW also plan to boost hiring at factories and research centers. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 19 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to the second session of Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, Carl and Linda Bott. 805, June the 10th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Like I said, good morning. It's Monday. It's going to be a great week, and today the weather is going to be what, Bad Bob?
Beautiful.
It is. Boy, what a difference 48 hours makes. Mostly sunny today, a high near 81, mostly cloudy tonight, low near 62. Sunny tomorrow, the high will be up around the 90-degree mark. That sure beats the heck out of 113, which is what we saw on Saturday. Right now in Reading, we are at, waiting for the computer
64.
To update. Well, no, that's old data. It is being slow to update on me here today. Thank you very much. 67 degrees. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Or as we like to call it, the Walled City. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. And now we're going to our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are slightly positive after an hour and a half of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 24 points at 15,273. The S&P 500 is positive 2 points at 1646. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 12 points at 3,482. There's a few active stocks on the NASDAQ. Facebook up $1.13, trading at $24.43. Apple up $4.20 at $446.16 per share. Tesla Motors down $1.02 at $101.02. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares positive 26 cents at $21.06. North Valley Bank off 12 cents, trading at $17.90. Bank of Commerce flat to trade at $4.99 per share. For commodities, gold is down 30 cents at $1,382 per ounce. Silver positive 8 cents at $22. Crude oil off 11 cents, trading at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call, 530-243-7561. You're talking Wall Street. You want people that know what's going on in there. 243-7561. Let's go to our lines here. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
You know, Elizabeth, I am just peachy. I am.
It's a lot cooler. That's
well, you know
sure.
What? It's kind of like you wake up in the morning and it's actually cooler than it was at night.
Yeah.
And it's been a couple of days since it was like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to wake up to a little brisk air. It just kind of puts you in the right mood.
Yeah. So what's going on tonight?
The day. Well, tonight at the Reading Tea Party, we are going to have Don Janz. That's J-A-N-S. He's the author of a book called My Grandchildren's America. And he was actually on We the People Radio several months ago. He's in Northern California and will be joining us tonight to talk about his vision of what America will look like under policies that are advocated by Karl Marx. And he talks about his grandchildren's America because at the end of the day, that's really, I think, what's most important at this point is not so much the America that we're experiencing for ourselves, but what we're leaving our children and grandchildren. So he will be joining us tonight.
So under the policies of Karl Marx, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So are you trying to draw some lines here, Elizabeth? Some dots? Trying to connect some dots here, Elizabeth?
And, his book is really good because it's very factual based. It's not based on myth or innuendo. So he'll have those for sale, I'm sure. It's a great book. I've got a copy of it. And he just details the history of America and where we're headed if we stay on this path, and what America will look like for our grandchildren.
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of people right now that have got concerns. And
sure.
It's good, you know, somebody said to me the other day why they support our station is that, you know, it's people like you all, and it's people, you know, on our shows of all kinds, but what the station does is, what they said was, we're past the point of being subtle.
Yeah.
We're way past that point. Subtle doesn't work anymore. Now it's
absolutely.
Get in your face, say, this is what's happening, and if you don't think this is what's happening, then read the, you know, look up the statistics yourself. You're never going to see it in mainstream media.
Well, and just think about the lack of privacy now, knowing that every phone, like our phone call is probably being listened to right now. I mean, really, is that the way you want to live? Even if you say to yourself, well, I'm not doing anything wrong, why would I care? You need to care.
You do need to care.
Because it only gets worse.
And I asked a friend the other day, I said, you know, because he's a socially liberal guy, and but the guy is, you know, he's a brilliant businessman and all this. And I said to him, and he says, well, do you believe this and this? And I said, well, let me ask you a question. If your grandfather came back to life right now and was sitting right here and he saw everything that was going on, would he say that we're being oppressed, that the nation is being oppressed? And the guy looks at me, thought about it for a second, he says, yeah, you probably would. I said, well, I don't want to be looking at my grandson 50 years from now and look at him and saying, oh my gosh, you guys are even worse than we are.
Sure.
We've got to, you know, there's got to be some place.
That's not what any parent or grandparent wishes for their offspring.
No.
They don't want a life that was worse than the one they had. Every parent wants their children to have a better life.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Point.
You want them to be able to prosper and live free. And there's people you want to listen to. Is listen to people like Paiush Dhanuka and others who have come to this country and have made successes of themselves, who have lived in socialist countries, who have lived in countries that mm-hmm. the word they have democracy, but it's not really a democracy. It's not a freedom.
That's a very, very distinctive difference. And a great point to make, there's a big difference between a democracy and a representative republic. We are not a democracy in America. Democracy is a majority rule. A representative republic is a system that represents everyone fairly. There's a big difference between a republic and a democracy.
You're absolutely correct on that.
And they throw that term around a little too loosely.
Yeah, when you think of democracy, you think it's fair. You're right. It's republic, but the thing about it is, what he said is we have the Constitution and it guarantees so much. Anyway, so we're going, what time tonight? 6 p.m.?
6 o'clock, as always, the Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Thanks a lot, Elizabeth.
Hey, you have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank. He's sitting here, the guru of business. And we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
People want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating.
With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, 8:15 in the morning, June the 10th. Good morning. Linda's out doing all the yard work this morning. Tell me I didn't get the best end of this deal. She's got a platoon of workers.
What about the
out
rest
there.
Of us?
Yeah. Well, that's true too. You know, why is it every time we come in, it's, where's Linda? Where's Linda? And I guess there's a reason for that. Because obviously Linda holds this whole thing together, that's for sure. Hey, let's go to the phones. Our guest is Eric Whitson, but we're going to go to the phones first. Charles, good morning.
Yeah.
What's stuck in your craw today, Charles?
Well, it's not so much that. It's that something is happening at the city council chamber this afternoon at 2 o'clock. There's the city council's, Redding City Council is supposed to be having a workshop to discuss their actuarials and their unfunded liabilities, especially regarding CalPERS and retiree health care, etc.
Yeah, we had Gary Cat on. He's on like 7:15 this morning, Charles. And
he was?
Yeah, he talked.
Oh,
he was.
I missed that.
Well, you know what? We started 7 every morning, half for over 4 years, my friend.
I was predisposed.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know. You're like everybody else. Your heart wasn't beating yet because you weren't awake. Anyway, yeah.
Well, nature
but this
calls
is a,
too.
Yeah, well, okay. Too much information.
Yes.
All right, so at 2 o'clock today in the city council chambers, there's going to be a meeting. I think it's an important meeting, Charles, because we've got $336 million in unfunded liabilities. We need to talk about it because the state is weighing in saying they wanted to pay it sooner. And if that's the case, it could take almost our whole entire budget, our general budget, to take care of this. So we're in trouble. People need to go down there and listen to what's going on, because there's got to be ramifications of this. People are going to lose jobs. We're going to raise taxes. It's got all these things that are going to have to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like you might just as well offer a Greek translation of the agenda just to give us a picture of what could potentially happen.
Okay.
All right. No, I mean, if you're aware of the Greek bailout controversy.
Oh, that Greek. You know, oh, I thought you were talking about the Aeneid or the Odyssey. That's what I'm, you know. Yeah, the Greek bailout where nothing works. Or you could be in Spain or just any place that's just crashed the way it has. But, Charles, thank you. Are you going to be there?
Probably.
Okay. Well, let us know what happened tomorrow. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks. Our guest is Eric Whitstrom from Five Star Bank. We were talking about the unfunded liabilities for the city, $336 million. And 73 cents of every dollar right now goes to pay for that. You know, goes to pay for either health funds or salaries or retirement and out of that general fund. So the state just kicked up the time it has to be paid that we have to pay more. I mean, so it literally is going from like a 2% to a 10% per person in some areas. So it could take 80 cents of every dollar instead of 73 cents. So we're looking at things like streets, sewer lines, all those kind of things that could suffer unless certain things don't happen. That's what the meeting's about today.
Should be an exciting meeting.
It should be an exciting meeting. You know, this could all be solved if.
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 We won the lottery.
We won the lottery.
No.
You know, I thought if I won that $600 million lottery, so you win like
three. You could solve it because the payout, the one-time payout was $339 million.
You know what I would do? I would take 10% of that and put into a fund right here in Reading to take care of some of these things.
You're a good man.
I'd have policemen, they drive around little bot cars.
Bot cars.
Now, the Veterans Museum would have the bot wing named after my parents for World War II.
Wonderful.
I'd buy a five-star bank.
You could have it. I'd work for you. Wow.
I got to stop laughing here. Okay,
oh boy.
Eric, real quick.
Yes.
You all are really big into small businesses.
Right.
What can you just give me like a 2-minute synopsis before we take a break about
sure.
What are you looking at right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, no, we're seeing a lot of kind of encouraging feedback from small businesses. We're seeing growth. We're seeing businesses buying locations and adding staff. And, I think we're seeing, a lot of encouraging signs in the business owners and what they're doing. Over the last 4 or 5 years, they've had to hunker down, cut uncertainty about which way things are going. Now there's certainty. You know, certainly there's, new costs to doing business with healthcare requirements coming on and some of the additional taxes that have come in place, increased sales taxes. But the surviving businesses, the ones that are around have kind of hunkered down and are building. It's kind of fun.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We come back. Let's talk about the medical, Obamacare or the Affordable Healthcare Act, because this seems to be having a diverse impact on some people. It doesn't seem to be touching them very much, and others they don't know how they're going to handle this. Sure. If you can just give us your thoughts on this when you get back, we'll be right back. Eric Wisdom, Five Star Bank, is our guest. We're talking business here in the North State. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 12th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands. Outlaw go-karts in the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand. And be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday, it's country music with the Chris Gardner Band. Friday, auto and boat races, and Saturday, Destruction Derby, plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Splash Dogs, hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on Carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 11th. Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening June 12th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. Linda has got a platoon of workers all legally here working in the yard. I want to make that really clear. And but this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. I mean, you know what? 107 degrees, 113 degrees. Where would you like to be? How about a staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor? Check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. Package deals to fit any budget. Going out there, you can have a great time at great prices. Give them a call at 238-2383. Holiday Harbor Resort Marina. We've been out there. The boats are just absolutely pristine out there. Everything you want, houseboats, ski boats, or jet skis, right there. Check out LakeShasta.com as their website. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Our guest is Eric Wittstrom, who heads up the Northern Division of the, well, you're the, like the president of the whole Northern Division of, yes, of Five Star Bank here.
Yes.
And when we left, I want to talk a little bit about Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, whatever you want to
whatever
call it.
Whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want
the new health care that a lot of us are going to be under.
A lot. All of us. All of us are going to be under it one way or the other, but impacts on business. The ones that impacts most, I mean, just generally speaking,
yeah,
and less.
You know, I think what we're going to see the most impact on are those that are not providing health care now, which are primarily in the service sectors, the, you know, low wage jobs in restaurants and retail and that are usually, that, you know, a lot of times it's a younger person getting out of school, or trying to get themselves through school and this has helped supplement their income. Or it's a, you know, a second job for somebody. I think, you know, most of the time, and I might say something here that gets a reaction, but most of the time the service level jobs are not the primary income supporter. They are in some cases, but, you know, usually people try and work beyond that. But anyways, I think that's where we're going to see the most effect, because now employers that have historically not paid health care are gonna have to provide some sort of health care.
Unless it's a, yeah, if it's 50 employees,
yeah,
or more.
50
and
or
so
more.
If you've got, say you've got two restaurants.
You have 50
small
employees.
You've got 50 employees.
Yes, you do.
And okay, so you bring them down so they're under the 38 hours, so you make it 30 hours.
Yeah.
And then are you still gonna get hammered with this?
I don't know the details of it, but yeah. I think that it's gonna impact them. I think that.
And then they have to find a new job. Yes. Or another job.
Yeah. But I think that's what we're going to see it, and what it means is that, you know, while the owners will have to pay for it initially, they're going to also pass it on to their consumers, which is you and I when we go out
to
shopping or go out to a restaurant.
Yeah,
it's going to raise prices.
Well, you know, it's, you know, they're talking
somebody
about,
has to pay for it.
Somebody, and they're talking about, well, we'll just go over to the exchanges. Yeah, and so you say, you know what, I'm going to stop providing health care.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I've got 48 people. I've been providing it, been providing health care, but it's going up. The price is going up so much then. You know, guess what, guys? I'm just not going to do that. And I want you to go to the exchanges. Now, the exchanges, which are supposed to be this great deal, I think there's two or three major insurance companies.
Correct.
Are not in it.
Are not in it.
And they're waiting to see what's going to happen here in California. And, you know, even Obama's out here pleading for people to join these things. 67%. Yeah. From what I understand, 67% of the public doesn't realize that on January 1st, 2014, they have to have some insurance.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's going to be there's some big changes in healthcare, how healthcare is to be provided and paid for by individuals between now and year end. And I do agree with you. I think that most people have just avoided it. You know, we at the bank, we have more than 50 employees. We've always provided healthcare to every employee. It doesn't matter if you're the top person or the lowest on the totem pole, everybody gets the same coverage and the same.
So everybody at Five Star Bank gets the same coverage.
Yes, absolutely. And the same, you know, we're.
And you've got some guys making some good bucks up here.
Yeah. We've got the same, you know, and it, we've been pretty generous as far as the amount of that the employer, the bank pays towards the premium. We pay, I think it's about 75% of the premium. The employee pays 25%. You know, we fund, it's a high deductible plan, but we fund their health savings account to the amount of that deductible, $5,000 a year.
Are they going to get taxed on that now under these new rules?
Well, I don't know. I hope not. I think that's an unknown at this point. But because the health savings plans were set up to pre-tax, yeah, as a pre-tax expense. So, you know, we'll see if there's changes to it.
But, wouldn't that be something? But, somebody's been working so hard to do this.
What we're worried about is that we've set up a good healthcare plan,
right,
for our employees.
Yes.
And then we're going to get pushed, you know, that the majority of the people are going to be pushed to the exchanges. Yeah. It's going to change the landscape. You know, the insurers are banking on large volumes of patients. And yeah, when that maybe starts dwindling down, the cost to us is going to go up.
Well, you know what? We were supposed to, from what I understand, I thought if you had a health care plan and a doctor you wanted that you liked, that you could keep that. Wasn't that a promise?
That was a promise.
Oh. Well.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, we know that's not true. We know it's not true. Why am I even saying that?
It's already changing.
Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break. Eric Wickstrom is our guest. We're talking business here in the North State and here in Reading. We'll be right back after these messages and the news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carol McHugh. Government lawyers about to pounce on Edward Snowden, the former CIA employee who says he's the one that leaked the NSA surveillance story to the British press.
The first step toward a criminal prosecution is now in motion with the filing of a crimes report by the NSA. Former NSA officials say they expect investigators to now open Snowden's accounts to find out which documents he accessed and copied and how many leaks are yet to come.
Fox's Catherine Herridge. Five dead, several injured Friday evening by gunman John Zwahari in Santa Monica, California, as classes resume at Santa Monica College.
Police say the citywide shooting rampage that ended at Santa Monica College, where Zwahari was later killed by police, began at his father and brother's home. They were also killed.
Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso at a Pennsylvania Speedway Sunday.
His third checkered flag of the year coming at Pocono. Jimmy Johnson does it today.
Jimmy Johnson takes the Pocono 400, courtesy Fox Sports. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Company, Northern Lights. Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew want to say thanks to all of our loyal customers. With everybody headed to the lake and camping, stop by and fill up your propane tanks. We have two-cycle oil, ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers, red and clear diesel at all the plants. We have bulk oil, hydraulic, motor oil, grease, antifreeze, DEF, urea fluid, and we deliver to all ranchers, farmers, and loggers, and construction folks, and even homeowners. We have some of the best people in the business. Northern Lights Energy. In Weaverville, see Michelle. In Corning, see Robin. And in Redding, see the rest of the family. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman. On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational. We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly. Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's got a platoon of illegal people here redoing the whole front yard and backyard this morning. And, you know, I'm here in the air conditioning. She's out there sweating. You know, I just love America. And the this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's last stronghold. I'm heading down there today to get my hair chopped. And CDC, DC Tim and the Man in Black. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest today is Eric Wichtum, and we're addressing business here in the North State. And Eric, are you bullish on what's going on around here?
Is that the right word? No, I am. I'm very bullish on it. You know, we've seen companies survive a mess. Some have fallen by the wayside. Some have failed. Some have moved on. It's a normal business cycle. This one was more than normal. It was, you know, much stronger deterioration in the market than we've seen. But the ones that are here and that are working are growing again. I think that we can see that for the most part. And they're building and they're growing their staff and, you know, and prospering. And it's exciting to see. We have customers and other people that we're trying to get to be customers that are, you know, hiring. We've got kind of an influx. Not everybody has realized this, but we have an influx of young people in the last, 4 or 5 years that are now in that late 20, early 30 crowd that are doing things in the community. And are, you know, continuing to make this a good community.
Yeah, the 2030 Club, the Catalyst, all these young people are there and they're building, they're putting together businesses. They got great ideas.
Yep.
And, you know, Five Star Bank and everybody needs to know this is that we're in the radio business because of Five Star Bank who took a chance with us on a small business loan because you all do small businesses. I mean, that's your forte.
That's our forte.
And, but when you see that, now let me throw this one out at you. Stillwater. Is Stillwater something that we should just rent out for cows, or is this something
Stillwater, when you kind of step back and I'll try and kind of take the emotion out of it. There's a lot of emotion about Stillwater. Stillwater's there. It has shovel ready lots for large businesses that want to come and put in manufacturing or assembly or distributing. It'd be great if we can attract those jobs. Those are relatively high-paying, blue-collar jobs. We're competing with places all over the country. It's extremely competitive in an industry or a sector of the industry that's declining. So, you know, the chances are low. You know, are diminishing all the time because the industry is declining. It's extremely competitive. We have to be on our game to attract somebody. We have to differentiate ourselves from all the other I-5 corridor districts or California districts or, you know, we're competing with Nevada and Texas that are trying to beat us up saying that, you know, hey, you know, come to Wendover, Nevada. It's a much better place to do business. Well, if they want to go do business in Wendover, they ought to, but most people don't. But Stillwater, you know, has a place. It's there. And I strongly support being able to attract. And I think that the city, you know, and the Economic Development Corp should do what they can to attract business. And I think they are.
Well, you know, what about, do you think this, not having the airlines flying in here, losing those flights in, does that have an impact on our business?
I think it does. I've been up here now, 13 years, and I've seen the dwindling of our airport. At one time, years ago, the airlines were forced to go to serve not only the big profitable centers, but the small centers. And we, through deregulation, have allowed them to be competitive. And what that does is it takes flights away from small towns because they generally are not profitable.
I said something like, I think we lost like 47%
of our flights in the last five years. And more so if when we moved here, there was, three airlines. Now there's one, and the only place you can basically commercially fly is to San Francisco and connect. So it does hurt. It hurts an awful lot. It's not convenient to drive to Sacramento or Medford to get on a plane and go someplace.
Okay. This is a story before we take our break here. I talked to somebody who worked at TSA here at the Reading Airport.
This is a good story.
He works 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
Because that's the only flight. He works 90 minutes for a flight. He gets two flights a day. There's four flights, but not during his, two of them aren't during his time frame. I said, what do you do for the other 5 hours? He goes, well, you can't read books unless they're nonfiction. You can't watch anything on TV that could be offensive to everybody, so it's got to be the news. And I said, what about, so can you get on your computer at all? There's just all the things you can't do.
Right.
But TSA, he says, but that's why we have it. That's it. 90 minutes.
And that's it for on the commercial side.
And that's on the commercial side there. Yeah. So, and I'm looking at that and I'm thinking that, I know Rod Dinger's worked really hard. I know people have been trying.
There's a lot of effort and money and energy.
My gosh. I mean, it's.
But the industry, airline industry is, once again.
They're cranking in.
They haven't made money in decades. And so they're, through the deregulation process, which, it's the balance between too much regulation and not enough. There should be some for
something
in some industries.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Well, let me,
what else?
Well, let me, okay. So, so what you're saying is Stillwater. Yeah. Well, Stillwater then is, it's there. It can be used, but we're like everybody else.
But for now, we ought to just graze cattle on it because that's the best, highest and best use.
Or, what we could do is we could just get the squirrels down here. We could charge people to go squirrel hunting. And two, that the airport does have an impact.
I think it's important. I think it's very important.
Very important. So I agree with that because if you want to fly out already, they add $200 to your ticket right there.
Yep.
$200. And so you figure, okay, for $200.
Yep.
I can drive to Sacramento and back, obviously. And, or take a shuttle or whatever. Okay. We got to take a break. Eric Wittstrom, the president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, is with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Our lives are becoming more hectic with higher demands from our work, family, and our day-to-day living. This can lead to stress, exhaustion, and even serious illness. Hi, I'm family herbalist Peggy Spindalelis from the Healing Through Nature show on KCNR. Along with my husband, clinical master herbalist Arundel Spindalelis, we operate NorCal Herbal Studies here in Reading. Herbal medicine offers a safe, natural, and effective treatment to balance and restore the body back to good health. It can help with anything from acute to chronic long-term illness or simply restore your health and vitality. Here at NorCal Herbal Studies, we believe in treating our patients in a safe, holistic, and natural manner. If you would like a change in health based on time-honored ways, please give us a call at 722-6728 or check us out at NorCalHerbalStudies.com.
You don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 68 degrees out there today. What's the weather look like today, Bad Bob?
Mostly sunny, high near 81, cloudy tonight, the low will be near 62 degrees, and sunny tomorrow, the high near 87, currently in Reading about 71 degrees. This report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Great food, great ambiance out there.
Great sporting, entertainment.
Hey, sporting clays. And Eric, we'll talk to you just a second about that. And then, of course, horseback rides, the whole enchilada out there. Food comes straight from the gardens right to your table.
And
everything
what
can be right
great
from
experience.
There. It is. It's just an outstanding experience there in Somo Vineyards, 474-5546. Our guest is Eric Wittstrom, from the president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. We'll talk about the sporting clays when we have time. Interest rates are going up.
Yes,
because the economy is getting better.
Yeah, we've seen. You know, we've talked about this a number of times about rates, what drives rates up. And, you know, we've come through a very difficult time. We're looking at inflation to start again. We'll probably see some inflation this year. Some are predicting, extreme inflation. Some are predicting moderate inflation. The Fed and the, would like to have moderate inflation if they can control it.
Well, Bernanke is buying billions and billions of dollars.
And I think we're going to see that slow down. I think for a number of reasons, not only from a policy standpoint, but our deficits are reduced with the changes in with the increased taxes that we've had, and we're going to see the deficit reduced in 2013, and then once again in 14. And what that means is there's less how we fund that deficit is with bonds. Treasury bills and bonds, and there's going to be less bonds and bills issued, so there'll be less opportunity for the Fed to buy them. And I think that they're going to slow down their purchases either towards the end of 13 and into 14, and try and get back to where the market is managing, you know, the supply demand of bonds. But what it means for you and me and everybody else is that rates are going up. The rates have gone up on the mortgage side. 30-year rates bumped about a half, three quarters of a point over the last 30 days. Probably going to stay there. And we're going to see some, you know, I think the days of 3.5% mortgages for 30 years and extremely low rates are going to start moving away. So if you're buying or refinancing, do it.
Do it now. I'm glad that we did that, you know, because you get it at the lowest rate you possibly can, of course. Well, then with the interest rates going up, that will have an impact on people. But if you've got an adjustable anything, get out of that.
Get out of that. But I think that, you know, there's some adjustable product out there, but most of the refinancing and buying that's happened recently have moved back to the, you know, 20% down 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Kind of the more traditional.
Okay. You know, Eric, what I want to talk to you about is that people that have this idea for a great, you know, I want to have a business.
Yes.
I know I've got this great idea.
Yes.
I want to come to somebody and talk to them about it. And I recommend, of course, they go to you because within an hour, you'll tell them, I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
Or you're going to say, let's find out more. But somebody wants to come to you and say, I've got this great idea for a business. What do you want from them?
Well, we want a plan. We want to have the vision and the idea. We want to have a down to earth plan of how we're going to get there. Whether it's, you know, a new, we're building something, we're developing software, we're developing a new widget. That's usually the discussion. You know, we've also seen some, hey, we're, you know, we want to build a new restaurant, bar, blah, blah, blah in town. That, and we have, you know, we'll spend the time to listen to their business plan and the execution of it, see if they've done it just, more than, you know, if this is their first rodeo or if they've gone through it before and been successful. And we'll kind of evaluate where they are in their plan. The biggest, deficiency that I would say almost everyone has is lack of capital. And they kind of mistake the bank's role. The bank's role is to lend money and have it repaid. And capital is to invest in their business. And there's a balance there. And the more capital they have, the more they can sustain the unknowns, which every business has unknowns. And so that's, you know, so we have a good discussion on that. In fact, we lose some business because we tell them quite frankly, you need more capital, whether that's from yourself, from friends, family, someone to invest in it. And they'll go to someplace else and they'll inevitably get the loan, but with thin capital, with not enough capital, it's very difficult to make it.
Something goes wrong.
Yeah.
And guess what? You can't fix it and you're tapped out. So
debt has a purpose, but debt also can be the biggest, the biggest enemy of a small business, especially getting out. Because there's going to be surprises. Most of them are on the expense side. Revenue projections tend to be optimistic.
Employment. I mean, your employment cost. Mine doubled what I thought they were going to be.
Yep.
I mean, right from the get-go.
From the get-go.
And then all of a sudden there was these things like
stuff.
Yeah, like workers' comp.
Workers' comp.
What?
Yeah.
What? And then, you know, all these things that I'd worked for other companies.
And upgrading and replacing equipment.
All your equipment.
Yep.
Buying new boards, you know, and training new people because it doubles up your cost of everything.
But it's what you need to do to have a successful business.
That's right. You've got to do that and you've got to grow or you're just going to die out here. You know, so moving forward and doing things like the Colt 45s.
Yep.
And, you know, that gives us an opportunity to grow and move forward. I mean, it's right for the community, but this is what you're looking for.
Yeah. A good plan, capital, and a team. And we talked a lot about the team with you, and that's, you have an accountant or bookkeeper that understands small businesses and the ins and outs of it, and that you have an attorney to help you with contractual issues and to get you set up correctly, and that you have a banker, and you really need those three entities to be working together with you to get you started and continue out through your business.
That's right. You know, and this is what we did. And I'm just using us as an example. And we came in here and starting a radio station is a lot different than starting a pizza place or a restaurant or any type of business, because what's an FCC license worth? Well, it's worth what you put into it, as we found.
Right.
But the idea, though, of having your team around you with a good CPA and a lawyer that can write this, and people that care about you, that they care about your well-being, and your banker. So I can't say enough about the team we had, including you, Eric. So thanks a lot.
You bet.
Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at novb.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the
boss on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Down. Carl Lindebach, KCNR. It's 67 degrees, 68 degrees out there right now, 8:54 in the morning. Hope everybody's going to have a great day. It's going to get up to 81 degrees today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. That's right. Orchard Nutrition featuring an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts are located at 221 Locust Street. That's right behind the, in the Cypress Square shopping center area. Give them a call at 530-244-9141. The people there are there to do one thing, help you and to help you stay healthy. So our guest, Eric Wittstrom. And we're finishing up
here.
Good morning, Eric.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you're believing is that this is going to be a good year for people.
I think
it can be.
It can be a good year. I think that, overall we're seeing growth in business. We're seeing, we're all hit a little harder on taxes. That's just what it is. And if we can, if we can fix some of the systemic problems that we have or begin to fix it, then all right. What frosts me is when it starts getting spent for boondoggles and different things. And
like $5 million of our funds going to a conference at the
IRS. That's
a
huge embarrassment.
It is a huge embarrassment. And you know what? We could just go on and on and on about these things.
Yep.
That all of a sudden everything's catching up and people are taking a second look.
Paying more too gets more people engaged. When I'm paying more, I'm much more aware of what's going on around me. And I tell you, I'm just going to, myself and it just forces you to get involved.
When people
that didn't get involved are now going to get involved because they've got a vested interest in it.
The thing that I'd really like to see is businessmen get into politics and women, businessmen and women get into politics because they understand the bottom line. And we've got people in positions, elected positions that have never had a business before.
Yeah, that's,
they've lived, they have been on the government.
Well, and
we can start
at the top.
Yeah. Start with Obama.
The perspective of the politician that hasn't had to earn a nickel is much different than the one that has. And I think I'd rather be represented by people that have been in the trenches like I have and like you have, trying to slug it out and make some money, hire people, keep people employed. We really want good people working for us and provide for their families.
There's nothing better than I would have liked. And there's nothing better I would like is to be able to put people on for full time, all the time,
yep,
and pay their health care. That's what I'd love to do.
Yep.
And, or help them with it, not pay it for them. But help them with it.
Everybody needs a little skin in the game to keep discipline.
That's it. As soon as you start giving it away, it loses something. And that's just like our political scene right now. We've been given so much. But when you listen to people that come from other countries and they talk about the beauty of this country, they see it slipping away.
Yes.
That's the scary part.
Over the 30 some years that I've been working, I've seen it change dramatically. From, being motivated to work and produce to kind of a generation or a sector of the community that is feels entitled.
You know, I saw in, the other day that Generation X is in severe trouble when they hit their 65 because they were one of the ones that was hit the hardest when this recession hit, and they just aren't making the money back. The people behind them and the people in front of them, of course, you know, are, but the Generation X is looking at some tough times out there.
But they do have the benefit of time. They've got 20 years to, you know, a long time ago, when I got out of college, I had a good friend of our family, and he said, you know, the first 20 years of your life, get an education. The next, a formal education. The next 20 years, get work experience. The third 20 years, make as much as you can so you can enjoy it in the fourth 20 years.
There you go.
So if you kind of keep that perspective, not worry so much about day to day, but have a mid or long term expense.
Yes. Yeah,
and then just keep executing.
Eric Wickstrom, thanks a lot.
You bet.
Tomorrow we're going to be having the, we got a bunch of people coming in tomorrow. We're going to be talking veterans questions. We're going to talk about, a new author that's in the area. We got a lot of things going on this week, on KCNR 1460. And again, I like to remind everybody it's on Saturday nights. We do baseball with the Colt 45s. We had our first game last Saturday night and it was a hoot. And we had a, so every Saturday night at 7 p.m. All right, Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Just remember,
at the gates of hell,
it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Down.
Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. U.S. lawmakers aren't the only ones asking questions about widespread surveillance of phone and internet records. Britain's foreign secretary denying allegations that the British government skirted U.K. laws by gathering information on British citizens through the U.S. program.
I wish to be absolutely clear that this accusation is baseless.
William Hague telling Parliament minutes ago any information obtained was subject to proper British controls and safeguards. A former NSA contractor who admits leaking details on the surveillance is in hiding in Hong Kong. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor, live in Washington.
Edward Snowden says monitoring of telephone records goes beyond just logging phone numbers and duration of calls, to which Republican Congressman Peter King says...
I have no idea what he's talking about. I don't think he does either.
King, who serves on the House Intelligence Committee, says the NSA cannot listen in on Americans' phone calls. But Snowden tells reporters Glenn Greenwald and Laura Poitras of the London newspaper The Guardian that analysts like...